I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today. PNC has been a member of CED probably for about 11 or 12 years, and I will tell you that the connection between PNC and CED and the reason that PNC first engaged with CED was solely around the issue of early childhood education. And when we began to really wade further and further into the conversation over the value of early childhood education, it unquestionably CED was the business spokesperson for quality early education in the nation's capital. And at that time, there was an adjunct to CED called the Invest in Kids Working Group that was convened in large part by Rob Duggar, a longtime CED trustee, and was comprised mostly of economists from the Federal Reserve, from a variety of academic institutions, AEI, Brookings, et cetera. And it was really out of that group that arose the early white papers on return on investment, linking future economic value to the investment in early childhood education. And I will also say that it was that research and those writings that I think for the first time put the early childhood education conversation in a vocabulary that business leaders felt comfortable using as they talked to policymakers and others and advocated for investments in early ed. Like many of you, we at PNC, you know, we are not educators and we can't speak to educational theory or what's better than something else as you look at early ed. We did feel comfortable as bankers talking to return on investment. It's a metric we feel somewhat comfortable talking about, and we can compare the return on investment of one activity versus another. And so there were, in fact, a lot of things coming together at the time that Jim Rohr, our then CEO, began asking the question, could we make a difference if we began to channel a significant portion of our philanthropic activity on one topic? And if we did, what would it be? Which began a lengthy conversation inside the company at all levels of the company. In fact, included a survey of what was probably about 25,000 employees at that time, asking the question that if we began to really focus our philanthropy in one aspect, what ought it to be? And the resounding answer from our employees at the time was that it ought to be around children and education. We had had some engagement in early education efforts locally and in one or two of the states where we operated, and we kind of took the direction from employees to look at children and education, and ultimately it morphed or became an initiative now known as PNC Grow Up Great that is focused on universal access to high-quality early childhood education for all children and families. It has become now a $350 million initiative operating across 19 or 20 states. But what we thought was important from the beginning was that this needed to be more than just about dollars and, you know, grants that our foundation might make. And our foundation to date has made grants in excess of $100 million. But we felt that in order for Grow Up Great to be what it could be and to really begin to make a difference, it had to engage a large swath of PNC employees. And so anyone seeking a grant also had to talk to us about how they were going to engage our employees in what they do. We have to date had well over 575,000 hours of employee volunteer time spent in early childhood education centers in the PNC footprint. All PNC employees are entitled to 40 hours of paid time for volunteering in early childhood education settings. But we also felt from the beginning that in order for us to make a difference, a substantial part of our effort in early childhood education had to be as advocates. The corporate community can do a lot of things in any community. We can begin a discussion. We can fund a pilot program. We can explore what works or what doesn't. But the corporate community by itself can never take a program to scale. And for that reason, we needed to not only engage government at every level, but in many instances, we had to convince policymakers that an investment in early childhood education was an investment worth making, and an investment that really necessitated significant discussion and commitment over a long period of time. Not easy when you are, let's say, competing for dollars with a program that is going to show immediate benefits. You know, we put money out to build a bridge. In a year or so, there's a bridge. As you all know, the value of investing in early childhood education doesn't really show itself for 5 years, 6 years, or more, depending on kind of what metric, what return on investment evaluation you want to make. So it's past anyone's election cycle. It might be past two or three election cycles. But we believe that it was worth the long-term investment, not only of our dollars, but of our time. And so kind of coming back to where I began, as we began to think about how to engage in this conversation, we were really looking at how to engage locally, how to engage in the states, how to engage at the federal level, which is what led us to our now longstanding partnership with CED, which really began with 3 years of summits, they were called at the time, where we attempted to bring together professionals from all sectors, from government, from the nonprofits, from the corporate community, to talk about the value of investing in early childhood education. And, you know, folks like Jim Heckman from the University of Chicago, Jeffrey Canada from the Harlem Children's Zone in New York, reporters from the Wall Street Journal, David Brooks, the columnist. Over those years, we engaged those and many others in this conversation. We even used the characters from Sesame Street to grab the attention of the room at one point when maybe attention was beginning to wane. But it has all been around building awareness, making the case for advocacy, that has involved PNC employees and executives from the chairman of the board and CEO, you know, through the teller lines. And it is a commitment that has been sustained as we have had a transition from one chief executive officer to another, and a almost complete turnover in the executive committee of the company. I will also tell you that it became something much more than we ever envisioned it to be, in the sense that it became an important part of the culture of the company, part of the fabric of the company, if you will. We have found that our employees have responded to the opportunities to engage, whether it's as advocates or donating items in a clothing drive. We've had close to 1 million items contributed in various drives for materials that early ed centers have told us that they need. We have found that our employees respond to these opportunities, some who are donating, who are volunteering an hour or two every week without fail, others who, you know, for whom it's easier to volunteer one day on one specific project, and of course those who maybe don't have as much time to do that but are contributing in other ways. And PNC now has 35 regional presidents around the 19-state footprint. And part of their evaluation on an annual basis is their engagement and advocacy for early childhood education funding in their local and state markets. So it really has become a fundamental pillar of the company and has really kind of changed how our own employees look at the company, both the company as a whole and their support for the social engagement of management, that they feel like my management actually believes in something. I wasn't so sure about that before, but now I think they believe in something. And that has been a significant contributor to the culture of the company. We have, since we began, our home state of Pennsylvania was one of about a dozen states at that time that contributed no money, none of its own money, to early childhood education. We now have one state left in our footprint that would fall into that category, the state of Indiana, which actually in 2015 did begin to put a little bit of money into a pilot project for early childhood education and seems much more interested in having that conversation than they ever had before. We have a number of states who at one time were leaders in early childhood education. I think about Ohio, North Carolina, Kentucky, that slid back fairly significantly, both as governors changed and as the economic crises of 2008-2009 hit state budgets hard. But our commitment has continued through that time as we have worked with business organizations throughout all of our states to continue to make the case for early ed. And I will say we have spent most of our time from an advocacy standpoint in the states. When asked why he robbed banks, Willie Sutton said, because that's where the money is. We have focused most of our attention on the states because in the education area, that's where the money is. You know, the money that is going to get spent most immediately is in the states. And so we have been working with governors and state legislators and cabinet secretaries on not only additional funding for classroom slots, but just as importantly, funding for quality standards and follow through on quality, to ensure that the slots that are being funded are in fact being funded in high quality environments where you really get the return that makes the whole thing worthwhile. We are in our 12th year, and it has become an increasing part of our philanthropy every year since its inception.